Equities plunged again on Thursday, while the steepest declines in cattle futures came in the front months. One bright spot, beef and cold storage continues to be less year over year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 28th of February. This edition of Cattle Current comes to you courtesy of Seedstock Plus, the nation's leading source of balancer bulls. They're offering close to 300 balancer, Gelvie, and Angus bulls at their three upcoming sales scheduled for March 7th, 14th, and 28th in Missouri and Arkansas. For all the listings, catalogs, and details, check out SeedstockPlus.com. Now, on with today's market news. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade continued lower Thursday, with dress trade in the Western Corn Belt losing another $2 to $4 at $180 to $183 a hundredweight, but mostly $183. For the week, dress prices there are $7 to $10 lower than last week. Although too few to trend, there were also some live trades in Nebraska at $112 to $114, another $1 to $3 lower than the market established earlier in the week, which was $4 to $5 lower than last week. Lower cash prices are, of course, tied to fears about the potential impact of novel coronavirus on the global economy. Those fears continue to drive equity markets and many futures markets sharply lower again Thursday. Cattle futures closed off of session lows, but lost plenty of ground, especially in nearby contracts. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.47 lower through the front three contracts, and then an average of 34 cents lower to an average of 13 cents higher, with the heaviest volume of trade since last September. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.57 lower through the front three contracts, and then an average of 15 cents lower to an average of 40 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were lower on choice and higher on select, with light to moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 80 cents lower Thursday afternoon at $205.54 a hundredweight. Select was $1.09 higher at $199.69. As noted recently, the open winter and heavier carcass weights year over year are adding market pressure. The average dress steer weight for the week ending February 15th was 905 pounds, which was 2 pounds heavier than the prior week and 26 pounds heavier than the same week a year earlier, according to the latest USDA actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight of 833 pounds was a pound lighter than the previous week, but 14 pounds heavier than a year earlier. Corn futures closed 4 to 6 cents lower through March of 21 and then mostly 2 cents lower. Soybean futures closed fractionally higher to 5 cents higher through November of 20 and then mostly a penny lower. Calves and feeder cattle prices continued to trend mostly lower based on the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. As well, receipts were lighter at some sales amid canceled consignments as some wait to gauge the longevity of current market pressure. Feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $2 to $5 lower at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there are 5,422 head. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $4 to $8 lower. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 650 sold $2 to $4 lower, and then $6 to $8 lower at heavier weights. At Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, steers weighing 500 to 550 sold $9 to $12 lower. Steers weighing 5.5 to 9.5 sold $1 to $5 lower, except for $5 to $10 lower at 700 to 850 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 4.5 to 5.5 sold steady to $5 lower, 7 to $12 lower at 550 to 650 pounds, and $2 to $7 lower at heavier weights. There are 4,939 head on offer. Feeder steers and steer calves sold mostly $6 to $10 lower at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma with 3,565 head on hand. The exception was steady to $4 lower for a few steers weighing more than 900 pounds. Feeder heifers sold $7 to $10 lower. Heifer calves sold $10 to $15 lower. At Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa, steers weighing $500 to $750 sold $10 to $15 lower, and then $5 to $10 lower at $750 to $950 pounds. Heifers weighing $400 to $450 sold steady to a dollar higher, but $1.50 to $8 lower at $450 to $650 pounds, and then $5 to $8 lower at $650 to $800 pounds. There are 2,093 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold mostly $2 to $4 lower at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, while feeder heifers sold $7 to $10 lower on limited comparable weights. A lower undertone was noted for calves. There were 1,643 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices charged lower Thursday with the latest fuel to fears about novel coronavirus stemming from the Wednesday night report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which confirmed the latest U.S. infection with the virus that causes the disease called COVID-19. That infection is in California and in a person who reportedly didn't have relevant travel history or exposure to another known patient with COVID-19. According to CDC, it's possible this could be an instance of community spread of COVID-19, which would be the first time it's happened in the United States. CDC officials explain that community spread means the spread of an illness for which the source of infection is unknown. However, it's also possible, they say, that the patient may have been exposed to a return traveler who was infected. So far, there are 15 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the U.S. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 1,190 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 137 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 414 points. Finally today, the amount of beef in cold storage continues to be less year over year, according to the most recent monthly cold storage report from USDA. Total pounds of beef in freezers January 31st were 2% more than the previous month, but 4% less than a year earlier. Frozen pork supplies were up 8% from the previous month and up 11% from last year. Total red meat supplies in freezers were 5% more than the previous month and 3% more than the previous year. Rounding it out, total frozen poultry supplies were up 4% from the previous month and up 1% from a year ago. In fact, total frozen chicken supplies were record high for the month. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 28th of February. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.